It's here and now. The soda giant PepsiCo has agreed to buy SodaStream. They make those tall, thin home carbonation machines. It's an attempt by Pepsi to diversify and to move away from sugary soft drinks, which consumers are moving away from, or in my case, trying to. Derek Thompson has some thoughts on all of this. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, great to be here.
So other people, have been buying less soda in recent years. We know this. And some cities, Philadelphia, Boulder, Berkeley, have put a tax on sugary soft drinks because of these health concerns. So how big an impact are these taxes and this general view that soda is unhealthy? How big an impact on big soda companies like Pepsi and Coke?
It's having a huge impact. Sales of soda are collapsing around the world. Here's one statistic. Per person, soft drink consumption is down more than 25% since 2008, down a quarter in the last decade. It's bad for Coke, as seen in the decline of almighty Diet Coke. And Pepsi specifically has seen declining sales for its own staples like Mountain Dew and Gatorade. So this is the twilight, I would say, of the age of sugar water. And if you're in the business of selling sugar water, you're looking for a life raft.
You're looking for the horizon. And what are some of the soda companies doing?
So, you know, this January, I wrote a piece in The Atlantic called Diet Coke's Moment of Panic. And I said, you know, products have jobs. And the job of Diet Coke has essentially been outsourced to superior beverages. So, like, hydration is a job, but that's been outsourced to bottled water. Bottled water consumption has tripled since 2000. And so these companies have gotten in to bottled water. Getting a jolt of energy, that's a job. But it's been outsourced to coffee and energy drinks. So these companies have also chased the trend into energy drinks and even coffee products. And then finally, the satisfaction of, you know, a cold liquid fizzing on your tongue, that job has been outsourced to seltzers. Mm. And so nothing is growing faster right now than sparkling water. Sales are up 40% year over year, just monster numbers. And that's precisely the trend that we see Pepsi chasing today.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Cross country, it's different. You know, here in the New England area, whole aisles can be devoted to seltzer water. Some parts of the country, they don't even have it, you know, on roadside places. So it's obviously big and huge, but still moving. And so let's get to the elephant in the room for many when they hear about SodaStream being bought by PepsiCo. SodaStream started as a British company, but the Israeli owners put a factory in an Israeli settlement in the West Bank, what Palestinians and their supporters see as illegal Israeli occupation. The actress Scarlett Johansson got flack for being a spokesperson for SodaStream. The company argued that they gave Palestinians jobs, but announced in 2014 they were going to move the factory. Is this part of why it's being sold, and can Pepsi shake that, which for a lot of people, it's stuck to SodaStream?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to me because on the one hand, SodaStream is popular because it has this positive moral valence, right? You're not drinking sugar. You're not using extra plastic bottles. Right. You're doing something that's good for the environment, good for the world.
We should say they have these reusable bottles, so they're saving hundreds of thousands and millions of throwaway water bottles.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. It's great context. But at the same time, you also have the fact that, you know, pro-Palestinian groups said it represented support for Israeli occupation of Palestine. And so SodaStream left the West Bank, but it laid off many of its Palestinian workers, which only compounded the controversy because it was seen as punishing the Palestinian population. And so it's really interesting. You have this company that on the one hand people are excited about precisely because it seems like a moral alternative, but then it also has these moral questions that are anchoring it down.
Yeah. Well, and so long term, what do you think? I mean, other companies have tried. I think you told us Hummus or somebody, one of the soda companies tried. Pepsi buying SodaStream, good move?
The honest answer is that I have no idea, but I think this is just an important bit of historical context. So the company, as you said, was founded in 1903 by a gin distiller in England. It was very successful. It took off the 1970s, 1980s in the UK, and then the fad faded. So it was bought by an Israeli company, taken over by private equity, and now rebranded. The fact that the fad faded is an important historical data point, because it suggests that just like drinking soda, just like drinking 5-hour energy, SodaStream itself could be a fad. And spending $3.2 billion on a fad is a very risky proposition.
What might be the next thing after making your own soda water? What would it be? You know, IVs?
IVs, yeah. I don't know. You know, we might just go back to sort of our hominid basics and just drink out of the tap.
What?
As crazy as that sounds, sometimes the thing I do in New York is put a glass under the sink,
what?
Fill it up with water, and then consume that glass. Yeah, it might be all the rage, I think, in the next few years.
That is wacky. Well, actually, you know, we're joking, but let's hope we have clean water in the years to drink. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.